take photos, but he did it, and in 1944 he escaped from the ghetto and was hidden in a village in Lithuania, and he took with himself all the photos. After the war, he through Poland and through Germany, he moved to United States, and then he published the photos.
And then
all the photos about Kovno ghetto was made by Katyushin. And after the war, he stayed in Kovno, I think, for 1 year, and he took the photos about the Jewish community and of the first year after the war in 1945, and the photos about the two synagogues that were in the Jewish community after the war. The rabbi was Osri after the war in 1945, and all the photos were taken by Kadushin. Now Kadushin, he is 86 years old, and he lives now in Florida.
I had moved to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Moved to Israel?
Yeah, he used to live in Cuban.
I don't know why this is 50,000. I don't know why they on the ocean can you see.
But Kadushin moved to Israel. Maybe came back to Florida.
Just take a moment, and we're going to say then Tehillim, and the Kaddish, and the Kirmole, and we'll be on our way back to Kovno just to stop at the yeshiva, drop off our host, and be on our way back to Vilna. It's very hard to relate to numbers like 50,000, 80,000, and so on.
Yeah.
When they say 80,000 here, as was said very clearly, that means they have documentation for that, you know. You can imagine how many more died here. There's no documentation. So who knows, you know, who kept records of how many Jews were put to death in any one of these camps. One of the persons who was put to death here in the Ninth Ward was Rav Chanan Wasserman. And anyone who learns in yeshivas, anyone who uses Sfarim, uses the Chidushei Torah of Rav Chanan Wasserman. And almost anybody who learns in yeshivas and learned by a Rosh Yeshiva, learned by a Talmud, somewhere along the line of Rav Chanan Wasserman. So here, at least personally, it's a figure that I know. Of course, I didn't know him personally, but it's a figure who, intellectually, I know who he was. And it hurts. Rabbi Oshri was just mentioned, and Rabbi Oshri was here in the Kovno ghetto, survived the Kovno ghetto, and left detailed records of what went on in the Kovno ghetto. And he gives an eyewitness account of the building in Slobodka where Rav Chanan Wasserman was learning together with the group on the day that he was taken to the Ninth Ward. And it's amazing to hear this, so I'm just going to read what I have in front of me. Rav Chanan was learning with a group of students, giving his shiur. Nazis came in, and it became very obvious to all of them that they were being taken to their deaths. And with no change in voice, he just continued speaking. The people present, they had to be learning Maseches Nida, Taros. And he said as follows, I'll read his words. Vamronim nachshivim osanu kitzadikim kanira. And apparently, up on high, they consider us to be righteous Jews. Somehow we've been selected to atone for the sins of Israel. Obviously, he then said, our obligation is to do tshuva. We're on our way to the Ninth Fort. There's very little time. Our sacrifice will be more acceptable if we do tshuva. America. And that part of the world where the Jewish community continues